Talk about a cold night. Walking the dog. That's what I'm doing. At 29 minutes past 10 at night in Ireland. I'm walking past a red bin. I'm just recording the walk. I used to do this a long time ago. I used to regularly go for a walk late at night and just allow my mind to wander freely and my mouth to travel without impediment over the time and see what happened. You never knew what was going to come out. And I'm really going back to that practice. And I'm just getting myself sorted because I've missed it. I've missed the idea that you would just get ready for bed by walking quietly, you know, aimlessly, I suppose, on a path. Look up into the wide stars up there. And it is. That's a car driving through the estate. But if I look up, I'm prevented from seeing the fullness of the sky by the street lamps. But if I then look at head height, I see the light of the street lamps catching the branches of the small trees. So it really doesn't matter where I look. It's not about judging that one place looks better than another, but it's just about noticing. And I remember when I used to walk on crisp snow. It's not crisp snow now, and it might be crisp snow. But at least I have wrapped up. And I feel as if the weather is perfect. So I think I'm going to go the long way around. Me and the dog. In the old days, the dog used to pull me. But I don't let him pull me anymore. I've trained him so that he doesn't pull. So he walks along on his lead beside me. Little white cotton de tulier, about 9 inches off the ground. His little tail upright, wagging. I think we'll stop here now, Ruggy. I think we'll just stop here. Sit. Good dog. Sit. Good dog. Sit. That's it. Sit. I give him a little pat on the side and we'll walk on. I don't know really much about dogs, you know. Except that he's changed my life a bit, and walking companion late at night, gets me out of the house, stops me on the computer, and stops me being warm and comfortable. Not much tempted by the television, I have to tell you. I even didn't watch the Irish budget today. No, I think, well, if I could influence it, I'd watch it. But it's outside my control, so it's oh, there we are. And I see the red bins are out because that indicates that the recycling option is, this is the recycling Thursday coming tomorrow. Oh, there's my neighbour. Oh, I'm gonna. Good evening. Be careful what you say now. I'm recording the sound of me walking with the dog. Are you picking up? I need to talk to you. Well, there's nothing nicer than the feeling of being part of a neighbourhood, a community, and meeting a good friend of yours unexpectedly, very late at night, and him telling you about his exploits in the hospital and how his operation went well, and there we are, and how he was able to play golf today and go for the seniors outing and all that. So we walk on, don't we, Rock? We walk on. And we come to the blue bin. And we just keep going, and like the poet writing an epic poem, you know, the next verse is the next step on the way. There's something wonderful about the long poetry form, in that it does relieve you from the stresses and strains of trying to get it all into a tiny number of words. Yeah, I suppose the old hardest poetic form of all would be called the haiku. I don't know, there we are. I suppose what's hard is what you find hard, and if someone else finds the long form hard, and someone else finds it hard to write anything at all. Sure, and some people, you can't even find it hard to even speak. So, I mean, nothing is hard, really. Just people who find things hard. Yeah. Like, flying an airplane is not hard. Brain surgery is not hard. It's not hard to be a CEO of a company. None of these things are hard. But just people. Tis people, yes, you know, tis indeed people who find them hard. Now, how are we doing here on the old recording? Can you hear me there? No. This is what I used to do in the old days, you know. I don't know if I've got anybody who would listen this late at night to a man rambling as he prepares for sleep. The idea is just to let out the old words that well up, and in this weather, you actually see them go almost like, you know, on the... I always have trouble remembering. It's not smoke that comes out of your mouth, but it's air, and the air turns into something you can see in the chill. The hot breath in the cold air. Oh, yes. Oh, my kingdom for an Augenblick. Augenblick, oh yes. Lastly, we're down here now, where this is where the deep, dark dogs lie. We're likely to run into some dogs down here, aren't we, Rocky? Oh yes. How do you empty your mind at night? Oh, look at this. We're going to come to a bit of excitement here. I did warn you. If you don't like dogs, turn off now, because we're likely to be hearing a little music of the canine type. Two little white dogs sniffing each other. Oh yes, one goes around the rear, the other one up the front. Oh, I couldn't keep up with this. One jumps over the other. My goodness me. Oh, my friend Sean Phillips would know how to describe this properly. One is giving the other a good smell, and oh, it's like holding onto one live wire. I suppose dogs like mixing with other dogs. This poor little fella has been out, in the house all day, or out the back of our house all day, and he hasn't mixed with any other dogs today. And now he's walking on, as if he doesn't mind, saying, "You can follow me if you want to, but I'm going on the road." Ooh. Well, one of my neighbours is doing some work in their house, and they have got some tiles there. They must be laying something. Oh, I wonder if they're laying a Zen garden. I don't know. Oh, here we are. Told you this is... There's a house down here that has a dog that scares me. I've never seen it, thank goodness. It's one of those ones you have to have a license to have. Oh! Yes, the near side rear this evening. That's it, Rocky. You've done your little... Oh! Oh, this is all very... Oh! Good thing is that I don't actually mind what happens on this walk. You know, I just don't care. It doesn't have to be completely quiet, or it doesn't have to be... So long as it doesn't rain on top of me. I've got a big woolly scarf around me, which is grey, and a black coat. So I suppose I fade into the background. But I actually have borrowed a turquoise... Is it turquoise? I think it is. A turquoise hat. A turquoise woman's hat. You know, There's a fella called McColgan in Scotland who wears a hat. I look much more ridiculous than McColgan in my purple hat. Or it's not purple, turquoise. Oh, yes. To be truthful, I'm not sure that it isn't aquamarine. See, my sense of colours aren't that good. I think if I had my time all over again, I'd like to be able to name all the colours in a Pantone book. I'd like to be able to name them. But I suppose they all just have numbers, don't they? Nobody could possibly think up individual names for each of the colours in a Pantone book. Oh, come on, Rocky, I think we'll move a wee bit fast, fella. Yeah, and anyway, what have we done? We've done 9 minutes of talking here. So I think we'll pause now, the talking, for a minute. So that, we'll keep going, sure. Why? Ah, indecision. Now, indecision is the best thing you can ever have. It's a much overblown attribute to be decisive. Being indecisive at certain times is by far the best thing. It allows new thoughts to flood in. I mean, if I can't decide where I'm going to go on holidays between going to Mallorca and going to Taiwan, right? I'm indecisive. But that might mean that I'd get to go to, the west of Ireland for my holidays instead. And if I'd lurched into decision, I might have ended up going to Taiwan. So there we are. That's it. There's certain words like indecisive and confused and anxious and uncertain and things like that, that have got a bad reputation, you know? You'd think that life was the process of getting rid of all those kind of characteristics. God, what would it be like to be surrounded by totally decisive people who were unconfused and clear about everything? Be much less shades of grey and doubt. Doubt is a very good thing, isn't it? Nothing like a good bit of doubt to keep me spurred on to curiosity. Oh yeah, now we're in the home straight, right? Just to tell you that we have very short distance to go now, and we're working up a bit of steam here, Rock, aren't we? Yeah, that's it. And those other dogs have all been left behind. And up above me, right above me, if I had one of these apps on the iPhone, I'd hold the phone up and I'd be able to tell you. You know, it looks like the space station. I know it isn't the space station. I'm sure someone would have told me if the International Space Station was overhead. But it's very, very bright. What could that be? No, I can tell you it's not moving. Therefore, it isn't the space station. Oh, I do love that space station, don't you? Have you seen it? Anybody seen it recently? Well, it must be somewhere. Oh, yeah. It is bitter, boy. It is bitter, boy. Okay, look. I can't pretend to have a... Oh, it's just good to be back. Good to be back with a wee bit of a chat. Now I'm empty the old body of sounds that have been pent up inside it. I must go in now, leave the dog, and then go in. Oh, my goodness, here. Oh, my goodness me. Oh, my goodness me. Right. Come on, Rock. We're going around the side of the house. Come on. Go around the side of the house now. Okay. I say goodnight to you all now. Okay. Bye-bye.